The framed posters on the wall at the office of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Colchester read like a history of contract impasses. On strike against New England Telephone, on strike against NYNEX, on strike against Verizon. They are strikes Mike Spillane has participated in his 27 years in the union. One lasted 4 months. Spillane says that's a long time to live off credit and savings.
I know what it's like to be paying your Visa with your MasterCard. You know, it's tough, and I don't want to put that undue stress on them unless we absolutely have to, and it may come to that. You know, it may come to that very quick.
Spillane won't say how likely a strike is at this point, but he says after several months of negotiations between Fairpoint and the two unions that represent workers in Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire, there's been little progress. Both sides say the other is being inflexible, and both seem dug in. In a conference call this week, Fairpoint CEO Paul Sunu outlined the core proposals the company has stuck to.
Freezing the defined benefit pension plan, discontinuing post-retirement health care benefits for active employees, moving bargaining unit employees to the contributory benefit plan available to other employees, making changes to the subcontracting provisions.
The union is not prepared to offer concessions in most of those areas. Mike Spillane rejects the idea of moving workers from a defined benefit pension program to today's more common employee-managed 401k. And he doesn't accept allowing Fairpoint to use more non-union subcontractors. On health care, Spillane says the union has made a proposal that would save Fairpoint $7 million annually without significantly affecting members' coverage. Currently, the company pays 100% of employees' health insurance costs. The company says these demands are out of step with other union contracts. Spillane is also aware of public criticism of the union's position.
And, you know, there's a lot of people out there, you read the comments, they're saying, well, you shouldn't have this because I don't have it. That's a cop-out. If you don't have something good, then I will stand with you to help you get better. But why do you want to take away from those that have better?
Fairpoint is losing money on its mainstay landline business as it tries to reinvent itself as a technology company, and the losses continue to mount. Spillane acknowledges that the company's financial distress raises questions about whether the union should offer more concessions.
It does. I mean, obviously, you know, we want our company to make money so we can have a piece of it and get good jobs. But I think that the company is going to do well in the new markets that are out there.
Spillane believes Fairpoint's problems have more to do with the way the company is managed than the benefits its union workers receive. Fairpoint declined to comment for this story, but in the past, the company has stressed that the annual wages and benefits add up to about $115,000 per union employee, a figure it says is out of sync with industry standards. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.